Oh my gosh, it's to me, it's the best drug ever. It's contagious. And it's probably why it took me so long to do a solo album, because I love singing with other people. And our original goal in New York Voices was to bridge that gap between instrumental jazz and vocal jazz. And when we think of our four voices together, we really do think of them as a saxophone section or a trombone section, or perhaps I am the trumpet in the big band because I do most of the soprano work in New York Voices. And I do take that same approach as a soloist as well. Of course, as a singer, we have the luxury of using lyrics. So we get to deliver a very personal message through conversational singing in jazz. And that's the extra element that I think feels so good as a vocalist.
So we're listening to some music from the New York Voices, of which our guest, Kim Nazarian, has been a part of. Let's go to your first solo album now. Some Morning is the name of the album. Is it just because you've been so involved with New York Voices and other things that it's taken you this long to go solo, or have you been a little reluctant to do so?
Yeah, I think I'm just a big chicken.
Really? No, I can't believe that.
I mean, and I've done a lot of guest appearances on other people's records. I'm part of an ensemble out of Boston called El Echo, where I am the featured vocalist. And I've done some stuff with the Manchester Craftsmen's Guild, been on some projects of my husband, Jay Ashby. So, yeah, it's just taken me a long time to get the time, the finances, and kind of pull it all together. And even with this solo record, it took me 6 years to finally do. And it's just like, it's time.
Beppo, Beppo, Betty, say a little Beppo.
You referenced your husband, Jay Ashby.
Yeah.
And he's got his fingerprints all over this album. But,
oh, yeah.
But he isn't the only family member to be involved in this project. It was at a comfort level for you to be surrounded by family and doing your very first solo album?
Well, it's the priority for me. Family first.
I mean, you could have some potholes when you deal with family and business, you know.
Oh, I know. But, you know, first of all, my husband is my go-to for just about everything. And my son is so incredibly talented. And I wanted to share this with him. That's, you know, I guess that's also the essence of me. You know, I like being with people and I want to be with my family and I want to work with my family. I want to take them on the road. And I wanted my dad to experience this. I do believe that he's a musician at heart. And I love sharing this experience and the potential success of this and sharing the spotlight.
Hello. If he asks you when I come and go, say I stay home, 'cause I miss him so.
The voice you're hearing is Kim Nazarian. The brand new album is Some Morning. You referenced one of the songs, was it So In Love? About going back to your roots a little bit.
Yeah, I'm an Armenian girl, and mixed meters were always part of the Armenian dance scene. So when my husband and I were working on this, I was like, wow, let's go to that Armenian dance. It's called the Tamzara, which is in a mixed meter. And So In Love felt good in seven. So I challenged myself, and you'll hear that with Jamie Haddad on percussion. My brother-in-law, another family member, Marty Ashby on guitar. And you get to hear a little bit of that Armenian urgency in the improvisation that I do. There's just this Mixolydian harmony vamp that I get to blow on for a little while. And you get to hear that cry and that Middle Eastern effect.
So in love with you, am I? So in love with you, am I?
Well, I guess as you put it, you have a new interpretation of an old Yvonne Lean song on here as well. It's called Some Morning, which is a really neat version of this song.
Yeah, back in the 70s, Yvonne did it, and I think a few other people, maybe Sergio Mendes covered it too. And in the 70s, it was all about dancing. So it was this, you know, up-tempo, you know, fun groove. But when I really listened to the lyrics, I just kept thinking how beautiful that was. And I kept seeing these images and I saw my album cover. I just saw it all. And I just wanted to slow it down and focus on the words. And Gary Burton was kind enough to solo on it. And we've left a copy for Yvonne in Brazil. I hope that he's heard it. I know I have his blessings, but I need to have his critique.
Down the hallway, you are standing, looking quite at home, like you were never gone. Some morning.
I love the fact that you recorded Que Sera Sera on here. I mean, it was a little bit like, what? Oh, this is really well done.
I know, it's fun.
Yeah.
And again, going back to our camp, New York Voices camp, I always would give my son a moment to perform on my little set. And when we saw the movie with Doris Day, I was like, that would be a great duet for us. But how do we do it differently? So we kind of gave it a humorous spin. And my son's innocent voice, when he was 9, he no longer has that voice. He sings it down an octave and improvises his tail off. Then we turned it into a mambo, which is just so fun.
Here's what my love will say.
What kind of future is there for kids who want to sing to be a part of the vocal ensemble?
Oh my gosh, the sky's the limit. It really depends on your level of commitment and your passion. And if there isn't a group out there for you to join, then you have to create it. And there are people like us that are willing to help you do that. So it's really all about the music and the genre and the desire.
Kim Nazarian is who we've been listening to, 27 years with New York Voices, and we finally get to hear a solo album from Kim. Some Morning is the name of the album. Before I let you go, what's one song on the album that either you're particularly proud of or was maybe a little bit of a surprise that maybe you either recorded it or that it came out the way it did?
All in My Heart, one of the originals written by my friend Mark Shalansky, seems to be one of those sleepers that is getting some airplay, but I thought it would get more attention than it's getting. But when you ask people, what is your favorite track? And usually women, they will say that their favorite song is All in My Heart. My friend Mark Shalansky saved that song for me to record on this record.
Let's end with that then, All in My Heart, from the new album called Some Morning by our guest, Kim Nazarian. Thank you so much for your time, Kim. It's brief, but it's great to get to talk to you.
Same here.
The beauty you describe, feeding expectations, it's my duty. It won't be easy to let this feeling hide, and it won't be easy to keep it inside, keep it all in my heart, all in my heart without it all in my heart, all All in my heart, without.